Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Saudi king to skip White House summit. Saudi Arabia's King Salman telephoned President Barack Obama Monday to say he's sorry he won't be showing up at this week's U.S. Gulf Cooperation Council summit outside Washington. The White House says the two leaders did talk about the agenda for the meeting. It'll be focusing on better ways the U.S. and its Gulf allies can cooperate on such regional crises as the fighting in Iraq, Syria, Libya, and Yemen. The White House is dismissing speculation that Saudi King's absence is a snub, as VOA's Arup Pandey reports.
The Saudi King's absence at the upcoming summit dominated Monday's White House briefing, where Press Secretary Josh Earnest told reporters it was not related to any Saudi concerns about the agenda at Camp David.
The feedback that we've received from the Saudis has been positive.
Of the six participating nations, only the emirs of Kuwait and Qatar will be present. Bahrain, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Oman will be sending senior officials and not heads of state. Saudi Arabia is sending its crown prince and deputy crown prince, who is the country's defense minister, in King Salman's place. Arup Pandey, the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet today with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the resort city of Sochi. This is Secretary Kerry's first visit to Russia since relations soured over sharp disagreements on Ukraine and Syria. The UN says 300,000 people in South Sudan have lost access to life-saving aid after fighting forced relief groups to withdraw from the town of Leer. The pullout follows a surge in clashes involving rebel groups and government forces in South Sudan's Unity State. This is VOA News. Warring sides in Yemen are due to put down their arms today and begin observing a five-day ceasefire in order to allow badly needed humanitarian aid to reach civilians inside the conflict-battered country. Houthi rebels, government forces, and the Saudi-led coalition that's been conducting airstrikes for the past 6 weeks in Yemen have all pledged to observe the truce. But on Monday, it was anything but. There was heavy fighting. French President François Hollande urged the United States Monday to end its five-decade-long trade embargo on Cuba. Mr. Hollande arrived in Havana Monday. He is the first French head of state to visit Cuba. Mr. Hollande signed a series of bilateral trade and educational agreements with Cuban officials. He also met separately with Mr. Castro, Raul Castro, and his brother, the ailing revolutionary leader Fidel Castro. Mr. Hollande's trip to Cuba is part of a multi-nation tour of the Caribbean. Today he goes to the French colony of Haiti. South Africa's main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, says it has chosen Memuzi Memani as its leader, making him the first black to head the traditionally white party. The party hopes the move will widen its appeal in a country deeply divided along racial lines. The United States mounted a vigorous defense of Washington's pursuit of justice for all of its citizens during a U.N. public hearing to examine the U.S. human rights record. Lisa Schlein reports.
A large U.S. legal team fielded questions and sharp criticisms from U.N. member states about the U.S. human rights record. States participating in the debate proposed a number of recommendations to the U.S. These included demands for the U.S. to abolish capital punishment, to close the Guantanamo detention facility, prevent acts of torture in areas outside the U.S., eliminate racial discrimination in all its forms, and combat violence against women. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Indonesian authorities have intercepted another boat full of migrants and refugees from Myanmar and Bangladesh. The Southeast Asian officials continue to struggle with thousands of Rohingya Muslims apparently abandoned at sea by people smugglers. Indonesia's Navy stopped the boat Monday off the coast of North Aceh and provided food, water, and medical supplies to those on board before sending them on. Their desired destination is not clear. The Philippines and Japan are conducting their first-ever bilateral naval exercises. The drills in the South China Sea involve two Japanese destroyers and a Philippine Navy frigate. Manila denies the war games are aimed at sending a message to Beijing, instead insisting they are meant to boost military capabilities and cooperation. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.